This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
92.5 WBEE, it's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Why do we want to sleep on that same side of the bed every night?
And you know, this is pretty funny because a listener is busted, I think my theory as well, that says, hey, I sleep on the side farthest away from my wife's enormous fan that's constantly blowing cold. Quote, menopause years, LOL.
Yes.
And I gotta say, I do the same. I sleep with the fan directly in my face. And Steve, he's like, oh my gosh, why is it freezing in here? And so I told this texter that, and he goes, I know exactly how he feels. Does he also build the pillow wall in between you to deflect some of the wind?
Trying to stay warm.
And I'm sitting here going, yeah, he does.
This texter, I always sleep on the side closer to the door, so when we changed our room around, I went from the right to the left. And if I'm not home, my wife sleeps in my spot.
Aww.
Wow.
We got a text here saying had some health issues and now only likes to sleep in a recliner. Sleeps better in a recliner. Now, I fall asleep watching TV in a recliner. Sometimes my wife doesn't wake me and I do wake up going, oh, I've been here all night. So sometimes recliners are better.
I've tried to fall asleep in a recliner. Mine always reclines back up. Oh. I don't know. It's always so uncomfortable when you go. I don't know. I can't sleep in a recliner.
Like you're just shooting up? Yeah. Why would it just randomly? How are you making up?
I don't know. I'm moving.
Wait a second. That could be your side hustle for an alarm. Shoot you up in the recliner. I'm awake.
Yes. Ta-da! Exactly. You're done.
B, have you ever encountered some siblings going at it? Grocery store line. And you want to help the parents, but you're like, it's kind of none of our business. TJ Bowen, producer Hope. Hope, you just experienced it, and this one involved biting, huh?
Yeah, I was at the airport trying to come back to Rochester, and we're standing in line trying to check our bags. These parents, they've got two kids. They're probably 2 and 3. They are stressed out. Their bags are overweight. They're going through, ripping open bags, trying to change over clothes so that they can get everything to the right weight. And the 2 and 3-year-old are basically unattended next to them. The 3-year-old is biting the 2-year-old, taking chunks out.
What?
Biting. Going for the back, going for the arm. And you can just see the little devil horns going up as his younger brother is crying, going up to the parents trying to get him to stop because he can't talk. And the parents are mad at the 2-year-old for being bad. And he's like, go away. Like, go just sit here and be nice. And the 3-year-old smiling, getting away with it. And I'm struggling. I'm like, I feel bad for the younger one.
Mm-mm. Did you say anything?
No, I was debating. I was like, if he like gets in trouble, like if like they start yelling at him, I'm like, I was like, I feel like I want to jump in.
No, here's the thing. You don't have kids. You didn't have kids with you that I you can't go just telling parents what to do.
That's I'm not telling them what to do. I'm just like informational. PSA, the older one's taking chunks out of the younger one. It's cannibalism over here. And I'm just trying to like make you aware.
No, it's none of your business. I'm telling you, the parents would be immediately defensive.
It's a tough call. First of all, this is what I might have done. Biting! Biting! real loud, like I'm sneezing, but I'm saying the word biting. And when they turned around, I'd be like, you're like pointing at the poor kid. That may or may not work. Or I might just start trying to do funny faces and dancing to distract the kids, just to help the little one from not being bitten. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying anything. I'm just going to dance.
You're going to tattle on the oldest?
Yeah.
You're going to tattle on the youngest?
I don't really think I'm tattling on the youngest as much as like being defensive on their behalf and being a voice.
How about
what
if you said,
snitch.
Hey, I'm going to...
Snitches get stitches. Mind your own business.
5 WBEE, Rochester's new country. So, yep, we got snow again today. You're probably thinking, I want to get away. Warm beaches, cruises. Just beware of what you pack in your bag. You may... look suspicious, be carrying something that is suspicious, and then you're pulled out by TSA. It happened to Hope last week when she was traveling. And yeah, you can hear it. The coffee frother.
Stupid frother she had to just take on the plane with her. Like she was going to need it. It needs to be within arm's length at all times.
Listen, I know I'm high maintenance, but I maintain myself.
It's only a frother. Leave me alone.
They had her patting down. They were searching her hair, for God's sakes.
Goodness. And you are not alone. Others have been pulled out of line, and they've discovered things in their baggage that maybe consider suspicious.
Yeah, Patty said, hey, we went to Scotland, and my friend, she has fake parts from a knee replacement, and it set off the alarm. So they're searching my friend, entire body, finally let her go after they examined that she has a scar on her knee. But they were like patting her down.
Where is it?
Taking her shoe off, her belt off.
We're going to find it. Where is it? It's the knee. It's a replacement. Yeah. Sorry.
Linda said she got in trouble for bringing Christmas cookies, but she asked if they wanted one. She's going to share.
Nice. That's nice.
Hmm. How about Mandy here? One time they opened my book, flipped through a few pages, and then said, oh, it's just a book. What did they think it was?
You know,
that's funny.
I pick on this, but as a person flying, I am so glad that they are this strict.
Okay.
I would be so disturbed, wouldn't you, if you were on an airplane and you just realized that they're just letting people go through with whatever. So I'd rather they be strict, but it does make it pretty funny as to what they find and search you for.
Well, my mom got in trouble the last time she went on vacation. She went somewhere where they had plastic bags, which, as you know, are banned in New York. So she was stockpiling on them. And she folded them all nice and neat so that she could fit as many as possible in her bag. And she got in trouble. They
no
were
way.
Like, why are you bringing all these bags? She was like, they're banned in New York.
They didn't take them away. That, remember when I came back from Vegas with half a suitcase full of plastic bags?
Yeah.
Did the same thing when I went to Boston. I'm like, let's get, double bag them. Sure, yeah.
Do you know you and Hope's mom are considered smugglers now?
Are we on some wall somewhere?
Yes.
Contraband. Yes.
Some travel list.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.